Buccaneers head coach Bruce Arians joins us. Coach, thanks so much for your time. Congratulations. Part of the reason that you're on here with us is because the Women's Sports Foundation in 2020 has decided to honor you with their award as a champion for equality, which is an incredible, incredible moment. Now, Coach, I usually co-host this show with Sarah Spain, and like I said in the beginning, Sarah tonight is doing great work with the Women's Summit for ESPN, but she wanted to be a part of this interview. So she's got a question for you that she taped. I want you to hear it now.
Hey, Coach, it's Sarah Spain. I'm super bummed not to be there, but I managed to weasel my way in here to get a question in anyway. I so admire your willingness to hire women and the groundbreaking hire of Jen Welter back with the Cardinals, friend of the show, Lori Locust, and the hires that you've made with the Bucks. It's a multi-part question. First, I'm just curious how you think they've improved your staff and your team, the women that you have on your coaching staff. And also, why do you think that there are other coaches that maybe aren't as open to the idea of hiring qualified female coaches? Thanks for coming on, Coach.
You bet. They're doing a great job. I mean, they're both great teachers, low with the defensive line, and obviously morale in the weight room. She's just an amazing body mechanic expert, and our guys gravitate to her. And they're both excellent teachers. Our guys love them, and they've got great futures. And I think other people are starting to listen, and I hope that more do.
You know, Coach, I find it interesting because having friends that play in the WNBA, one thing that I've learned is that game gets game. They always say the players don't care if it's a man or a woman, if they can help. What has the mentality been from your experience in NFL locker rooms from the players that are being asked to be led by women?
I think it's the same thing. If you can help me get better, I'm all ears. And both of them are outstanding, overqualified, and they're helping our guys get better and just doing a fantastic job.
Have other coaches around the league reached out to talk to you about sort of what seems like for some it could be a sensitive issue of bringing more women into the locker room?
Yeah, a couple have, and so far, you know, a couple teams have added some female coaches, and I just hope more and more do.
We're talking to Buccaneers head coach Bruce Arians. And, Coach, we really appreciate your time. Obviously, this is a very big week. Every week is during this season. But the breaking news today has been that COVID-19 seems to be impacting the Raiders. That's your opponent for Sunday Night Football. So what's the latest that you've heard from the league on the game itself?
We really haven't heard anything yet. And just waiting to see what their protocols are going through out there. And we're going practicing every day like we're ready to go.
So what's it like from a coach's standpoint when, I mean, you're used to dealing with so many variables, but COVID is a variable nobody can predict. So how does it sort of impact your week?
It's crazy. I mean, it's been a wild year. Really can't thank our guys enough for their commitment to each other and staying safe and following the protocols and coming to work every day.
We're talking to head coach Bruce Arians from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And, you know, obviously, Coach, I think the entire world is amazed that I haven't managed to get to a Brady question yet with you getting to hang out. So, got to ask it. You've worked with a ton of great quarterbacks, obviously, but who has the bigger adjustment in this situation, Bruce Arians to Tom Brady or Tom Brady to Bruce Arians?
I think it's probably 50-50. You know, we do a great job of collaborating. He came in and learned all our terminology and did a great job with it and expressed some things that he likes to do offensively, and we've meshed those into what we do. So it's been a lot of fun.
What's a process like for you? I mean, having worked with great quarterbacks, how do you start that when you've got a new one in the room that you respect the greatness, but you also want to bring your flavor to it?
Yeah, I mean, it's when we first started talking about coming here, Tom was, you know, yeah, I'm all in on your offense. You guys move the ball great, and you know, I'll learn it, and he's done a great job with it. Then, you know, then you tell me what you like and how you process it, and we'll work with that also.
So walk me through, like, the overreaction world that I live in, obviously, at ESPN. Like, I feel like we have to make everything a big deal. But from a coach's standpoint, when you look at 2020 with no offseason and the limitations you guys have dealt with and you're trying to get rhythm as a team, like, how do you judge things without being overreactionary week to week?
Yeah, for us, defensively, I knew we'd get off to a good start. And we had a lot of guys back. And, you know, offensively, it was going to take time. And it's still taking time. So just a matter of week to week seeing who's available, because we've had a bunch of injuries offensively. So just a matter of seeing who's available and fitting them into the game plan.
Well, that's one of the things that I think surprised a lot of us, Coach. Like, we expected early on in the season, we always hear defense is going to be ahead. But league-wide, it feels like defenses have sort of tried to gel. It hasn't necessarily been successful for every team. So why have so many teams struggled, in your mind, defensively to get going early on?
I think the teams that brought back offensive players, quarterbacks, and play callers, they had a big leg up. And I think a lot of it is new coaches and new systems. So I think we all miss spring practice and we all miss training camp, but just making the best we can.
Well, the biggest reason we've got you on, Coach, is obviously the Women's Sports Foundation of 2020 giving you an incredible honor, and it's incredibly well-deserved, man. Like, we talk about you a lot on this show. You wouldn't know it, but we talk about how you're willing to hire anybody for any reason, and that's something I wish more of the world would do, man. Congrats to the honor that you're getting, and great work for what you're doing. Thank you so much for joining us.
I appreciate it. Yeah, it was a great honor.